Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He loves His people, and His words come to us to help us prepare for what's ahead. Every time Jesus said that he that has have ears to hear, let him hear, He gave us He showed us what to watch out for in the book of Revelation. This was an address to His body, His people, from every generation to the time of the end, which is now. And He showed us what to watch out for. If there are ever any concerns about deviating from the truth and becoming apostate or any form of backsliding or ineffectiveness, a healthy study of his address to the seven churches is highly recommended, because he said, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." And if you keep these things in mind and in heart, you'll never depart from the truth. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, it shows us also how to be stable and never back down. You know, Peter said, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, all the things that he went all the way down to brotherly kindness. And in verse, I think it was 8 or 10, he said, if these things be in you and abound, you will never fall. All it is staying in the love of God, true to the Word of God. Remember, the Word of God is the knowledge of love. If you act on the knowledge of love, you will always win and thrive in life. Even under attack, those that do know their God will be strong and do exploits according to Daniel. Now, the prophet Daniel received great information because he sought the Lord. When you're reaching out to learn from Him, that's when you're going to learn. When you say in your heart, I'm going to do this, it's going to be done then. Remember, Lucifer said in his heart what he would do, and he has not backed down from it since. And it's not good, but he said it in his heart. So when we say things in our heart, we're going to win. The Lord chose light and divided the light from the darkness. He did it from His heart. Every word He spoke it from His heart. He's fully intent on doing what He said. Everything in Revelation is well thought out and planned. This is God's response to man's response to Jesus. Everything done in Revelation is God's response to mankind's response to Jesus Christ. Now, those who believed, He gave them the instructions of the seven churches, the address to the seven churches. And then after the church was raptured, He dealt with men that they had turned their heart from God, and He's judging them. That was their response to Jesus. The address to the seven churches is to keep us on track so that we don't have to be judged. And there are many preachers nowadays who preach a compromised doctrine that's not of God. It's really a doctrine of Satan. When people say that you can be saved and sin like you want to and there'll be no consequences, that's not true. You have to look at what do people do with their freedom. People are born free in this country, but if they commit crimes, they lose their freedom. People are born again, and they're saved, and they believe on Jesus, and they wander away from the love of God and begin to sin. What did they do with it? They wasted their salvation. They didn't use it. They didn't build upon it. They didn't build their life according to God's ways. The Lord didn't save us to live like Satan. He saved us so we could live like him and destroy sin. Sin is what God is trying to kill. That's what he's going to kill. He's going to destroy. He's going to get rid of all sin from his kingdom. He's going to destroy it everywhere. There'll be no sin in his kingdom nowhere, on earth or in heaven. And the earth will be reclaimed. And Jesus is going to reign here. We're going to heaven, but we're coming back to take over and refurbish the earth. And you're just going to, and God is going to reward the church. Now, people who are in the church, when they go into rapture, they're going to be blessed tremendously. Those that go into tribulation, they're not going to be as blessed. Those that are saved now and their heart is right with God, they will be raptured. People that are lukewarm and hard-hearted and they walk in unforgiveness and strife is in their heart, they'll be left. We have to stay true to the love of God. And God doesn't want any of his people to be left here. He wants all of his people with him. And he, on his end, he's doing everything possible. He's putting things in place. He knows how people think. But sometimes the way people think is just wrong. And sometimes you have to address the wrong thinking, the wrong concepts. Everything sounds good from a certain point of view. God does love you, but he won't bend the rules for you or me. And I'm not afraid of sin. I have to alert people to what it can do to you. Men can't handle sin. It's best to leave it alone. You can't control it. It gets out of control. You can't stop it. It's addictive. It's sticky. It's entrapment. It's a divider. It divides man from God and God from man. It's nothing to be afraid of, because you can defeat it through Jesus Christ. He defeated your sin for you. And now it's rejectable. To a sinner, it's not rejectable. They can quell some things, but they can't perfectly walk away from it. And they can't fulfill the law. Their best bet is to not start something. If they can stand, if they have a heart to do right, they better not start doing wrong. Some people don't get captured by the wiles of the devil, even though they're sinners. But see, the Lord, he drives it. He gives you a new heart. You won't have a desire for it, but you have to put the word in your heart and fill your heart with God's word, so you'll have stamina and strength so that you can know God. That kind of stamina and strength comes from the word of God, a charge of God's word in you. But if you let anything in your heart, with everything looking good already, it sounds good and it looks good. It always sounds good and look good. It looks harmless, but it's not. Sin is not ever harmless. It's always destructive. It's a mean problem to have. There are many people that's on drugs and they're strung out and they wish that they never tried that stuff. Learn from them. They don't want to be like that anymore. They can't control it. It's way out of control. They can't stop it on their own. They need anointed people to break that yoke through prayer. And they need to hear the word themselves. And the word will rise up and set them free. Even if you don't have anybody that to break the yoke for you. You can study God's word and you can drive that sin out of your life. You can draw near to the Lord, and he can show you how he can give you strength and power over any form of sin. And it doesn't have to be a problem anymore. Now we love God and we keep his commandments because he gave us a new heart. His blood washed all of our sins away, all of them, gone. And then he gave us his word. We can be strengthened in the word of God, and we can go forward. We can live and not die. We don't have to be depressed anymore. We don't have to have a poor mindset anymore. See, even prosperity is tied to the way you love. If you operate in love according to the love of God, you can have true prosperity. True prosperity. You can prosper no matter what happens. God always has a way to do a thing. Following his plan is the key. You'll always be blessed. Remember, when dealing with difficult people, you're supplied from within. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You're supplied from within. You draw near to the Lord. You study his word. It forms strength in you on the inside. And then you grow and you change. Things that was a problem becomes easy to deal with. You're going by the word of God. That's what you're doing new. You're governing your life by God's word, by his counsel. And it works, my friend. It always will. And the light will never be able to overcome it, comprehend it, or stop it. There are many who have sided with the way of the world. And many want to be godless. And they want to do things that way. But those who love this world system, they can't control that sin. They can't stop it. It's embarrassing. And the only way they'll attempt to walk away from it is when they see the light. They'll want the life of the light. And that's their own. The light gives them hope. Every day we live before the rapture, people that walk in love with others, they are the backbone of this world. They are the salt of the earth. They are the light of the world. And all things can be rectified by the light gives example. The salt gives them, provides the world with stability, keeps it from rotting. And people and when others see the light and they come to it, then they also work to stabilize the world, keep it. People die, and we have to have new people to replace us. And if we don't do our job, we can lose a generation. That's not necessary. So we have to draw near to the Lord and do his word and hear him out and go forward and not backwards. If we do that, we will win. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him will never perish and have everlasting life. They won't perish because they believe on him. And our faith, remember, our faith is a current process. We believe it. We believed it when we got saved, and we continually believe it. And that's why we're righteous, because we stay in faith. We were washed in the blood. We don't go out in doubt. We believe. We got it. And we build on that light. If we do something wrong, we ask God to forgive us. And Jesus is not just our Savior, but our High Priest. He represents our case before the Lord, and we're clear. God is faithful and just to forgive. He wants to, and He's right about it. And He's quick about it. And nobody in heaven will mention your sins. Everybody there loves you. There will be people who will have great rewards and all kind of crowns, and there will be those that have none. But in the worship, as we worship God, we're going to cast our crowns to the ground. I love God. God is good. He thinks of everything. The love of heaven, the love of God is overwhelming. Every time I have a vision of those from heaven or animals in heaven, I feel the love of God. That's how I know that the dream was of God. It's an overwhelming love. You can feel it. You can almost touch it. The Lord showed me a dream, and He didn't show me the other planet, but I saw people from that planet, and their shape was different. But the thing that the way I knew that this dream was of God, I felt the love of God come from the person. And again, the Lord gave me another dream. When we go to heaven, I saw a meadow, and in this meadow, that was my horse. Everybody gets a horse. And I don't really, right now, you couldn't give me a horse. I don't want a horse, but I love that horse. And I could tell that the horse had, he loved me. My horse loved me. And it was an overwhelming love. That horse loved me, and I loved my horse. God is good, folks. He thinks of everything. And He cares about us. His love runs deep. We have a bright future ahead. Everything of God will work. If you put all your trust in Him, all of your trust in Him, your life will go forward. When the Lord speaks, you just like we always say on these broadcasts, when you believe His guidance and receive it in your heart, when you say, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I will govern myself, things are going to change. You're going to go forward and not backwards. You're going to actually do the works of God in confidence. And you're going to see Him move in you and through you. Now, most people, it takes a long time for people to get to a point where they don't deviate from the Word of God. The enemy sets them up to be distracted and to second guess what God has given. But stick with what God says. It's not going to change. It's going to work. And you're going to be blessed. He's not wrong. He knows what He's doing. If you trust Him, you're trusting knowledge that He's thoroughly evaluated. The Lord will not tell you to do something that won't work. He thought of everything. He evaluated the whole process. And He evaluated it, and it works. So you have to understand, when the world tries to get you off track, stay on track. Speak the Word of God. Speak it by faith. Go back and look at what Jesus said in His address to the seven churches, and govern your life accordingly. If you feel foolish, if you feel like you don't have enough wisdom, go back and study the Proverbs. Now, I've been telling people about the Proverbs. I'm going to start doing it myself. Every day I'm going to read at least one chapter in Proverbs. And also the Psalms. David gave us perfect example of relating to God. Most of the Word of God is trying to get men to a point where they look to God. David was willingly doing it. Most people have gotten distracted. And they drew near to the Lord and they stayed true like Elijah and Elisha. But they didn't write Psalms. The Psalms is an expression of David's devotion and all those who helped write the Psalms. They were worshiping God. This was their daily routine. The Word of God was their daily routine. His wisdom became a part of who they were. Daniel said, "They that do know their God will be strong and do exploits." And people look for guidance and cues of how they're going to serve God and how they're going to do His will and how they're going to respond to His love. But when you decide, "I'm going to do this, I'm going to follow Him, and whatever He brings to you, do it. Stick with it and continue to do it. It's going to work. And all of your concerns, ask for knowledge and wisdom, and He'll help you with that. There's nothing you can't learn from Him. And when it comes to prosperity, remember, we begin the process of prosperity by working. And it's a blessing that we do. Think of what you want. Write it down. What you want to do, write it down. And go in the presence of the Lord and ask Him to help you refine your plan. If a man wants to have a business, but he has no capital yet, he can take a job, pray for a job that he's most suited for, that will help him in his goals. And have a strong saving plan. And save a portion toward that goal. And also to live on. You have to live on some of it and save a portion. And you can organize your life to meet the goals you have. You may not want to buy the most expensive car. Buy one that will be suited for your plan. And then when you get so much saved up, or you can begin the process. Some people, they use their retirement and start a business. They're more established. They pay their house off. They raise their kids, and then they start their business later. You don't have to do everything now. With God, receive the plan that He has. He knows your capabilities. And if you're willing to pay the sacrifice, you may have to work more than one job to do it faster. But whatever you do, whether you're a college student, whether you work two jobs towards your business, whether you're starting a business, whatever you're doing, use the wisdom of the Proverbs. Use the wisdom of God. Fill your heart with the love of God so that you don't get trapped by the wiles of this world. This world system can't work on your behalf. But you have to have enough Word of God in you to be able to stand against and resist every foul deviation of the world's suggestions, their deviations, their distractions, and their pressure. And the Lord has an answer for it. See, when you study God's Word, the Proverbs, and all these wonderful things, you're equipped. But when the pressures of this world try to steal your focus and you get weaker, that's when people have problems. That's when they change the game plan that God has given. And that's where the problems originate. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Love him, enjoy him, and fear not. Fear is not of God. But the love of God casts out all fear.